what the NFL has done a little bit of, what baseball wishes it could do more of, in that it has turned the off season into as intriguing a season as the regular season. Where guys go in the NBA now, whether you or I like it or not, and we don't, it is become a season in and of itself. It's become a league in and of itself. They should have a website just for moving NBA players.
Mitch, they've turned the regular season into the off season with Anthony Davis, by the way.
Right. Imagine when there's no games actually being played and this is all that's going on. So, all right, listen, very interesting
stuff. One more thing. If you don't think LeBron is a power broker, At halftime last night, he went to Mike Malone and asked if his teammates and he could leave the locker room to go see J. Cole perform his halftime set. And Malone said, yes, you can, if you guys will get your ass back in transition. And here's my favorite stat for all time on the NBA All-Star game. Do you know how many threes were attempted last night?
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
167.
By the way, my final takeaway from the NBA All-Star game is while Steph Curry is brilliant, he does have off weekends. And whether it was in the three-point shooting contest where he came up short or in the game where he actually took, here's a number for you, took 23 shots to score 17 points. Yeah. There's something a little off
those
with
are
that.
Carmelo Anthony numbers.
Yeah, 23 shots to score 17 points. He does have his off days, and he had one in the game yesterday.
Okay, listen, we're going to spend some time now on Colin Kaepernick, and then just briefly, it seems like the Bryce Harper and Manny Machado thing is starting to heat up, and I expect something to happen this week. But after we stopped doing Friday's podcast, it was announced that the NFL had reached a settlement with Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, but primarily it was with Colin Kaepernick. And Mitch, you can look at this 1,000 different ways, and we will probably never know what the dollar figure was that Colin Kaepernick received after he has been prevented from earning a living since he became a free agent because of his of taking a knee during the national anthem. It was the league that took a knee here because we found out again just how desperate they are to have this story and this narrative go away once and for all.
I think the timing of this is where you can sort of figure out what happened. They were right at the stage of this lawsuit where they were doing what's called discovery. Discovery is, as it suggests, that you can begin to interview people, ask people questions, look at documents, all the rest of that stuff. And even if they were ultimately going to settle, the world being what the world is today, some of that discovery news, even though it's intended to be confidential, would have gotten out. You know that. People just talk. People let things slip. People tweet things. People take Xerox copies of things. And I think the NFL looked at this and said, all right, first of all, money is meaningless to us. Meaningless. Look at how much money they ended up allocating to causes, theoretically, that as a result of these charges, as a result of the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, that they wouldn't have had to pay out if it didn't happen. So whatever they gave him was a fraction of that, because that was hundreds of millions, wasn't it?
Right.
And they didn't give him hundreds of millions. So money's insignificant. Whatever they gave Colin Kaepernick, it's a mosquito on the back of the NFL. They didn't want anything else getting out about this. They wanted to put a close to it before discovery took them some places that they didn't want to know. And yeah, you're right, Mike. The NFL could have taken the knee. They probably initiated this and said, okay, let's call it to an end. But they still win because they got a confidentiality agreement. They got everybody to shut up about it. And to a certain degree, I have to say that I'm disappointed in Colin Kaepernick for taking the deal. If you're really about principle and you really want to prove that this is it, you only have one chance. And I know it's like, well, who am I to say to him that he can't get his money? And I'm not somebody who can say that he can't get his money. And he's looking at perhaps never playing in the NFL again.
Yes,
and I don't care. I don't care how many Nike campaigns he has. Eventually, they'll get tired of him too, because they're only in the, for the money. And then, how does he ever earn this kind of money again? He doesn't. So, you know, he's already cost himself probably $15 to $20 million a year, and that's sort of the range that he would have gotten paid every year that he hasn't played, and he hasn't played since 2016. So it's not for me sitting here to say, hey, you need to do something and not take money, because this is the paycheck that may set him up for the rest of his life. But for a guy who has made himself, and he didn't fight against it, he takes every opportunity he can to speak about this, to thank people who are standing up for him, to become the spokesperson for this, to cave on this and just say, all right, I'll settle for money.
Oh, I don't think he caved.
All right, whatever word, don't use cave. Use whatever word you want. He stopped it. He agreed to stop it, and he could have said, I'm not going to stop it. I don't care about money. I don't care about settlements. I want the truth to come out, and I'm going to keep pushing for this. He could have done that, and he did not, Mike. And that, to me, does not stand up for the principle.
I can't possibly disagree with you more on this. They caved, okay? And you could say money doesn't matter. He won, they lost, okay? Jemele Hill, our buddy, wrote this the other day in The Atlantic, and she's 100% right. He's going to be 32 next year. And it's easy for us to say, okay, throw away any chance you have of having the rest of your career to do something you have been doing your whole life going up against these guys, okay? And they were the ones who settled. And you say he's cost himself $40 million. We don't know what they paid him. We do not know what he paid him. But he has a right to want to earn a living, even if it is in a business where he has been prevented from earning a living because of his political beliefs, okay? So the idea that he took another knee here, it, to me, is a completely false narrative. They took a knee. They quit the fight. And Colin Kaepernick now will get whatever chance he has to go back to being a quarterback in the NFL who was once good enough to have a ball in the air at the end of a Super Bowl in the corner of the end zone in the Superdome to win a Super Bowl for his team, who once was good enough to have 450 yards of total offense against the Green Bay Packers in a playoff game. He has a right to go back to at least having a chance to earn a living. And he was not going to have a chance to earn a living in this sport at this time run by Roger Goodell as long as this grievance continued.
Well, we'll have to talk about this in a couple years when we're either talking about the season that Colin Kaepernick had or the forgotten man Colin Kaepernick. I don't know what it'll be. If he signs with the team in the next couple of weeks, as his agent is suddenly predicting, and by the way, it comes from his agent's mouth, nobody else. His agent is saying, well, it wouldn't surprise me if Bob Kraft makes a move. That was the quote. Well, okay, that's a sentence. That wasn't Bob Kraft saying, I'm going to make a move. He also said it would be a natural place, quote unquote, for Kaepernick to join the Carolina Panthers because of Cam Newton's struggles. Well, okay, again, the agent saying this. If he's on one of those two teams, suddenly, then I have to say, Mike, you were right. He got himself a job by which is what he's entitled to, what this was all about, by settling with the NFL and by the NFL giving in on the thing because they were afraid of what would be discovered. And he got some money from them, and he's going to get paid to play football in the NFL because if he's going to be a backup quarterback, even a backup quarterback is going to make some decent money if that happens. But, Mike, I've heard you say on our show many times he had a ball in the air. Yeah, yes, he did. But that was a long time ago in NFL time. He hasn't thrown a pass since 2016. He is 32 years old. Do I think he's probably good enough to be a backup quarterback on any team in the NFL? Yeah, probably. But I have no idea what being out of football for 2 years does to you. I have no idea what it does to your speed, your timing, your strength, all the rest of it. And the NFL may not either. And there's no telling when he comes back to a team, even with this grievance, and he's not allowed to talk about the settlement, but I don't know what else they sort of agreed to because we don't know, you know, so I don't know. Was there something in the settlement that said, if you do come back to the NFL, you're not going to take a knee? You and I are never going to know because he's not allowed to talk about it. So there's a big mystery as to what he agreed to here. And you can say all you want to me that the NFL caved, but something else died here. And that was his case. It just died. It's over. He will never be able to prove that there was collusion to keep him out, that the NFL owners all got together and said, we are not putting this guy on our team. He's going to embarrass us. And that's what he, that would have been his biggest coup, his biggest flag in the ground to say, I told you, you see, this is exactly what went on. That would have stood for all time.
Mitch, but you know whether this fit a technical definition of collusion, that they were not going to give this guy a job, okay? And there's no way of knowing if he was ever going to win. So it plods through the court. The NFL is the one who tried to have this case dismissed in front of an arbitrator last year and could not get it dismissed. And by the way, the word discovery is as powerful as the ocean. Okay, you don't want discovery to come into play. When somebody has one of these sexual harassment lawsuits and it plods through the court, when they get to discovery, if the harasser, that scares the shit out of the harasser. Okay,
right.
And the fact is, no, was that pass in the Super Bowl a long time ago? Yeah, but the last time he played football in 2016, he threw 16 touchdown passes while he was playing and had 4 interceptions. He didn't forget how to play football. He was prevented from playing football, but because he was prevented from football by these asshats, doesn't mean he was ever going to win the case. So I think he made a determination. I don't think he gave up his beliefs here. I don't think he gave up his principles here. I think he made a determination that if he was ever going to play football again, he was going to have a hell of a lot better chance to do it at 31 than he was going to have to do it at 35.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. You know, again, he doesn't talk, so you don't know. I don't know if this was about him playing football again or him recognizing that he's never going to play football again and taking as much money as he can get to live off the rest of his life. We'll see. We can't make time go faster. I'd love to find out if a team is now going to pick him up. I personally, and I base this strictly on feel, I don't feel that he's any more attractive to a team now that he's settled this thing than he was beforehand. I think if Goodell gets some owners in a room and says, hey, you know, it would be good for us if one of you guys picked him up because that would really show that there wasn't anything. Do I think that that kind of conversation could take place? Yeah. But do I think that that's going to make any NFL team more inclined to put him on their roster as a backup, because nobody is really talking about him as a starter right now, as a backup, and then have to potentially deal with the media issues that might come with him being on the team? Do I think they're any closer to doing that because he settled this case? I don't. The NFL settled this case. The owners of individual teams did not settle this case. And they didn't say, oh, good, now we can get our hands on Colin Kaepernick. Now we can get him to play for us. So I don't think he's going to play for a team, but I could be wrong. Maybe he signs with the Patriots and suddenly, you know, he's a backup to Tom Brady and Brady goes down and he steps in with the best team in football and does amazing things. And we're having a whole different discussion 9 months from now or a year from now. But I don't think that's going to happen.